All right, as we mentioned, it's great to have Joe Montana on the show again. It's been a while, but Joe is here because he's here to talk about that his alma mater, Notre Dame, is teaming up with Guinness Beer. And I kind of assumed they already were, being that they were the Irish, but he is the national ambassador for that. And we'll get to that in a second. But Joe, when you hear about, you know, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 canceling their seasons, I just think about me as a D2 player in the 80s. I was never going to play in the NFL, but that would have been devastating. So, what's going through your mind when you think about all these student athletes that will not have football now?
I think the seniors are the ones that, you know, you feel for the most. As, like you said, a lot of them are playing for their last time and don't have aspirations to move to the NFL. And then at the same time, those guys, those seniors that were looking for to have a great senior year and finish up and with an opportunity to get to the NFL, you know, is a little bit different because if you look back and you take Joe Burrow into account, if he didn't have a senior year, he would have been first pick of the draft. And so who we'll never know, we may never know who that person might have been for this year in college football. And it's sad to think that it won't happen, but, you know, I think realistically we have to think about the safety of these kids as much as anything. Yeah, everybody wants to play. Hell, I'm 64 and I still want to play. we just have to be realistic. We're not dealing with like a flu or a simple cold or whatever it is. What we're dealing with is a different beast, and it's morphing as we move. It's moving too. So we just need to think of each.
I don't know what kind of student you were, but for me, I mean, the academics, I think, are going to suffer because I don't know. My motivation for going to class would plummet, actually, too. So I'm concerned about that for these kids.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are, I mean, schools are open. I mean, Notre Dame's open. And so how do you go to class? And, you know, obviously they try to keep it social distance and in the different seatings, and they're wiping everything down or spraying everything down and doing everything they possibly can. But I think it would just be devastating for some team to lose somebody because they contracted the virus while playing. And if you look at baseball right now and look at the trouble they're having, they're not even a contact sport. So what does that contact add to, you know, your chances of contracting this? And, you know, I don't know. I just think somebody up there has to think responsibly to try to keep these guys safe. And I know that if it was me playing, I'd be thinking, I want to play, I don't care. That you think you're invincible, but you're not. And so we'll see what happens. And, you know, a couple conferences already shut down. And I don't know how you have football without all of them playing. How do you play without the Pac-12 and the Big Ten? I don't know. Being in the mix somehow, somewhere. And I'm sure there are others out there also. But I just don't know how you continue. I'm not sure why the NCAA didn't just, like, step in and make it one decision for all, and then it would be over already. We wouldn't have to worry about it. But everybody wants. Yeah. I mean, I want to see football as much as anybody. I love college football, but problem is, you know, we got to think about the safety of these kids at the same time.
No doubt, and that is the correct decision in my mind. It's just that it's hard to say goodbye to $100 million. Barry Alvarez talking about how people at Wisconsin, he's going to have to lay off a lot of people. So, I mean, I can see why they waited till the last minute, and still a few more are waiting. We're speaking with Joe Montana. Just one more question real quick about football. When I drive by where the stick used to be, and, of course, now it's just rubble and they're building apartments or whatever, and there's progress, you know, they're down mm-hmm. in Santa Clara and they're the Niners in their big new stadium. In your mind, to know that Candlestick just plain doesn't exist anymore, does that make you sad? Do you not care? Where are you in the feeling, knowing that all those great moments and Dwight's catch and everything else, that the place doesn't exist?
I'm okay with that. I mean, I think when we were playing, honestly, and it may have been one of the worst fields to play on. It was always wet, and it could not rain for a month, and it was wet. And so they figured out eventually that it was below the water table. And now at the end there was good, and I did an interview for one of the TV stations when it was half torn down, and he says, "So what do you think?" I go, "It's the best it's ever looked." He started laughing. I go, "What are you talking about?" I'm going, "You know, seriously, it was a home field advantage only because of the fans, but it was not a fun place to play. You know, with the swirling winds, and we went from the powdery dust infield of the baseball to then the crushed brick that was like landing on cement that was with the baseball field, and it was hard to play on baseball field for football." Yeah. And that going from the grass to dirt or dirt to grass is different. And hitting that stuff is even different. I mean, that wind started blowing. You couldn't see what was going on when the dust storms were going. And then when it turned into that crushed brick, no one wanted to get tackled. So on that stuff. And I don't know. I have great memories there, but, you know, the facilities in these days and era, first of all, they shouldn't be. They had a nice stay in down there, and there were facilities down there, but they should still be here. And you know, the city let them get away way back when. And it's unfortunate for everyone, because it would be nice to see them sitting up there next to the Giants and the Warriors.
No doubt about it. All right, finally, Joe, Guinness Beer, National Ambassador. What do we got going on? You're going to do some commercials and stuff?
Yeah, we have some commercials, and we have some social media. Well, there was also some kind of in-person type events that were going to happen, but obviously they're on hold now with the virus, you know, still lingering around here and doing some damage. And, you know, we were set to launch back in March on St. Patrick's Day, this whole partnership. And, you know, I was happy to be a part of it. I mean, you're looking at two great traditions here. A lot of the same values, a lot of the same goals, always looking, you know, with a desire to be the best and win at what they do. And you know, they're both committed to building a better future for all of us. And at the same time, you know, we were looking to celebrate the return of football again, and with, you know, sitting there enjoying a nice pint of Guinness. And, you know, while we can still watch some sports, and still enjoy that pint, we're looking for that day when football comes back again. So, but in all said, you know, there's a new Notre Dame 8-pack of Guinness draft coming out in the Chicago, New York, Indiana, which is one more area. So again, people need to start looking for it. You're going to see more and more of it coming around. And but it's great to be a part of two great, a great university and a great company, and with, you know, a lot of light things in mind, and was looking forward to the Dublin Notre Dame Navy game, but yeah. I guess we'll see what happens.
All right. Yeah, those 8-packs, those Notre Dame 8-packs in Boston as well. Of course, they'll eat them up there in Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
We've been speaking to, Joe Montana. It'll be a big hit there. They see that shamrock. Joe Montana has been with us, the best quarterback I ever saw. Guinness Beer National Ambassador. Make sure to check that out. Joe, thanks for your time, man. Appreciate it. And looking forward to catching up with you again sometime.
Great. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Get on back on Byline.